everyone. I'm Jackie Rodriguez. This is Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one at a time. And I'm joined by my pal, Vanessa.
Hey, everyone. I'm Vanessa Martinez. And yes, this is Friends with Friends.
Friends with Friends. seven seasons in.
Yeah.
So we're on the 164th episode, the one with Joey's award. It's season 7, episode 18. And it premiered April 19th, 2000, with 17.8 million viewers. I noticed that number right away too, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. That's a big dip, like 3 million less. That's a lot.
Yeah. And I think the next ones too continue to drop, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Because it is, I think, right before the wedding. So I would think that it would keep increasing. But I think also I have a theory because nothing has really been happening. The storylines have pretty much remained the same. Monica and Chandler keep planning their wedding. And like the other characters have small storylines, but not significant ones.
You know what? I think you're right because there hasn't been anything big happening. And so the big thing is going to happen in the season finale. So I think they're like, okay, when's stuff going to happen? And it's like, it's not happening, but then the season finale happens and it just, boom, it is huge. It is huge. So I can't wait for you to get there. But maybe that's why. Maybe they intentionally did that. And also shows kind of like dip off after the sixth season. Like there's a lot of shows that, you know, are huge. Like Gossip Girl was only, I think, like 6 maybe. And so was Sex and City. So it's hard to keep, like, This Is Us currently is only going to be 6 seasons because it's like, that's it. And so I think there's a trend in that. And like, they kind of, you know, do we keep going after 6-7 seasons? It's like, how much more can you do? And then they do more in this season finale of this season. And so, but until then, it's like the middle of it is kind of like a lull. So I think that's what we're experiencing a little bit.
Okay. But in your opinion, like, because I have heard that too, like many people say, you know, a lot of shows kind of drop. Like people are saying The Office kind of dropped at the end.
Revenge. Remember that show Revenge?
Yeah. Friends, same thing. Like I've heard from people, it's good, but it also drops. Like, what's your opinion? Like, you're still a fan, but do you think it?
I definitely think we are experiencing a little lull right now. But since I know what's coming, I'm like, I can't wait for you to see it. So it's hard for me to say like it dropped because it doesn't in the season finale.
Okay. But when we go into 8 and 9, and I don't know if they're 10, right?
Yeah.
Eight, nine, and 10. Does it drop there? Like, is it kind of like, eh?
I'm trying to think. No, because season 8 is good. And then season 9, I can't remember what happens in the season finales of season 9. I got to go back and refresh my mind. Season 10 is one of my favorite seasons ever because they're just like building up to everything that's going to happen. So season 10, I would say, is one of my favorite seasons. And then the one where I think it's season 2 is when Ross and Rachel finally get together. That's one of my favorite seasons. So I think I don't know, because it's hard. I know it's hard for me to say like if it drops because I know it's coming.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I mean, I guess if other TV experts, I'm too much of a fan, I think, to decide that.
That's true. That's what I was gonna say. Maybe you have a very biased opinion.
I'm totally biased. That's but true. So for this episode, the one with Joey's award, what happened, Vanessa?
So Joey's finally nominated for an award for his role on Duel. Phoebe starts dating a new guy and has Monica doubting some feelings for her upcoming wedding to Chandler. And one of Ross's students gets caught in a lie in order to raise his grade.
Yes. So this is cute because Joey gets nominated for an award and it's a soapy, which is like a made up soap opera award, which according to Rachel and Joey, it's like the third most prestigious award. And by this time, haven't all of them won Emmys or haven't, not all of them, but like a majority of them have won Emmys by then?
So like, okay. So in real life, the cast has presented Emmy Awards and Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow did win individual Emmys and everyone else except for Courtney Cox was nominated. So the only ones to win were Lisa and Jennifer.
Okay. That's
but
what I
they
thought,
did win They did win an Emmy in 2002 for Best Comedy Series, but individual awards, just the two.
Yeah, so Courtney Cox finally got her nomination this year for the Friends reunion. It wasn't necessarily for her role as Monica, but just as, you know, being part of the Friends reunion. I remember seeing headlines when the Emmy nominations came out this year. Courtney Cox finally nominated for Friends, but it's not like
necessarily. It was similar to like Best Comedy Series back in
the day. Yeah. Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, so Joey's nominated for a Soapy and he's really excited and he's going to bring Rachel and he's also going to present. And it's cute how like Rachel and Joey are practicing their little speech.
Yeah, I like that. You know, Rachel says, she tells Joey to practice his loser face, but it's funny that you mentioned that because Rachel, she kind of has a dream to win a Grammy Award for, yes. What is it? Best New Artist.
Yes. And isn't it funny that she chooses something that she knows she cannot win in real life? Like she could maybe win an Oscar. She already won an Emmy. So it's like choose something that you know you'll never win in real life.
Yeah. And it's funny also because later on we see Phoebe, mm-hmm. She wants to win a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, for massage. Yeah. I so know, right?
It's funny how they just have different like goals and stuff, but mm-hmm. It's so well defined. Like they know exactly what they want to win.
Yeah.
It's not
I know,
like they
right?
haven't thought about it.
I know. And it's like I've never thought about winning an award. Like it's just a regular person, but you know, I don't know. It's just funny to see that. And so when Joey does go to the Soapies, he brings Rachel along and he does lose and he does not have a gracious loser face, which is hilarious.
No, that was funny. He was really upset. But mm-hmm. It's funny. What also is funny is that when his colleague Jessica gets the award, he accepts it and he remembers that he's upset, but then he takes that opportunity to accept the award and pretend like it's his.
Yes. And then here's like the meta thing too. So Jessica Ashley is played by Allison Sweeney, who is mm-hmm. actually plays Sammy Brady on Days of Our Lives. So it's like they actually bring an actress from Days of Our Lives to be part of Days of Our Lives winning a Soapy.
Yeah. And she didn't really care for the award. She was just kind of like,
whatever.
Okay, cool. And she puts it down and Joey ends up taking the award back.
Yeah. They're like, steal it back. Because when Joey went to present to her, she won and she wasn't there. So he accepted on her behalf. But when Joey went on stage too, he was so upset. And this is award like reading and stuff. And I was like, oh, poor Joey. But you know, at least he has Jessica Ashley's award. So
yeah, it's funny when they captured his loser face on camera.
Uh-huh.
Because he was so angry and he like Rachel even told him, you know, make sure you don't look upset if they don't call your name. Uh-huh. And you just see him mouth the words like, what the?
What?
And he gets upset.
Yeah, it was cute. So anyways, Joey ends up getting his award, but not really because he keeps Jessica Ashley's. And another little storyline here was Ross and the weird thing with his student who he fails a student in his class and the student says, it's because I'm in love with you. And this is a male student and Ross is heterosexual. So this is like, okay, well, this isn't going to work, but he ends up feeling sympathy for him. And so then he's like, okay, well, you know, I'll see what I can do or whatever. And he changes his grade.
But does he have sympathy or is he just more flattered?
So yeah, I guess so. Flattered, maybe like, okay, well, I like women, you know, like,
yeah.
And then, you know, Rachel was like, you remember what it was like when you're 19, you have a crush. And then, you know, it's like, you know, so she's finding, you know, she's talking to Ross about it. And then Joey goes, you know, so what'd you do? And she goes, I didn't. How'd you get over it? She's like, I didn't. I got under him. And I'm like, oh, Rachel, like for the college professor. It's like, geez Louise.
Yeah. And then Ross finds out that student, which his name is Ned, has done it previously three times to other
three
teachers.
Times. I so, know. Who does that?
Yeah. And then he like confronts Ned and his colleague, Ross's colleagues are actually hearing the conversation. So it sounds like he's having a relationship with that student.
Yes. And then he goes, don't make this a bigger deal and I'll give you a C. You know, he goes, yeah. Okay. So it really actually all worked out for Ned.
Exactly.
But he is a little conflicted with like what to do, you know, because he doesn't want to make him feel bad for it, you know, but then he finds out it's untrue because this other guy comes up to Ross during after class and says, you know, I'm in love with you too. And that's how he found out. And that guy is played by Kyle Howard. I recognized him right away because he's still acting today. So
what does he do?
What is he in? I should have written it down. I'll go back to it, but like he was in a lot of stuff. And I remember seeing him being like, oh, he's in that film. So Kyle Howard was in The Drew Carey Show, Run of the House, Related. He was in My Boys, Your Family or Mine. Like he's all still acting. Royal Pains, that's where I know him from. And then he also dated Lauren Conrad.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really random.
Really random.
When she was on The Hills?
Yeah. And so I think maybe that's maybe where I knew him from. I'm like, I don't know. Mm. But he has a very much like 2000 vibe with his hair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was just a little storyline. So Ross ends up, you know, like finding out and giving Ned a C, and that was it. But let's take a quick break because there is some doubts in Chandler and Monica's relationship. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, and we're back. So the third storyline of the episode is Phoebe starts dating the new guy, and then it has Monica doubting her feelings for Chandler because she's never going to have any first, no first kiss. She's not going to be able to have sex with anybody. She's not going to be able to like have these first date jitters when she first dates when you first date somebody and you're getting to know them and that high, you know? So she's like, oh my gosh, I just realized this. And I'm like, how do you just realize this?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't experience that. I don't know. I think, but I don't think that a lot of people don't experience it. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like they do. Like, I feel like, you know, because it is different. Like, you know, you want things to remain the same mm-hmm. and get excited mm-hmm. over things. Mm-hmm. But I feel, yeah, I don't think she should have been worried.
Yeah, I know.
Because it kind of showed like she was like not ready or unsure of marrying Chandler.
Yeah, it did. And, but I think they needed something a little bit to like enter the relationship because it's just been like planning, you know what I mean? So I think maybe they did this just as a part of like, this is what normal people go through and feel mm-hmm. possibly, yeah. you know? So, and that is kind of strange for her to show that because she is such a sure person, you yeah. know, she is very assertive and she knows what she's doing. She goes after what she wants. So it was kind of out of character for her to feel that way. But what I did like is that like, she basically, its roles were switched. So normally she has talked Chandler into things. He was a commitment phobe and then he committed. And now like Chandler has to tell her, no, the rush is going to be, you know, starting our lives together, our first kid, our first house and all of that stuff. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. He's finally okay with doing that because he makes her feel good. But then he was like, now that you're having these feelings, I'm sweating. I'm like getting nervous.
Yeah. So he's like more confident in the relationship than she is, despite of what happened previously of the whole, like she was going after Joey.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it's interesting to see her like be unsure in that way. Very out of character for her. But uh-huh. I mean, she talks to Chandler, has a conversation, then they get over it pretty quick and nothing else happened.
Yeah, that's true. So it was, I think the biggest storyline was just winning the award.
Yeah, I know.
The other two are just lull. You know, which my favorite part was when Joey, yeah, like I said, he accepts her reward and then realizes that it's his moment.
Yeah, yeah. And my favorite part is, you know, when Chandler talks Monica, talk her out of like those first date jitters or whatever, or, you know, marrying jitters. He says, for me, the rush is knowing we are going to be together for the rest of our lives. I was like, oh, that's so sweet, Chandler.
That's like fairy tale romance.
Oh my gosh. Like, do people really say that in real life? No.
No, they don't.
It's like, Mary, you would never know because you're married. You're like, nope. That's not what happens. So Anyways, that's it for this episode. So coming up in the next episode, Friends with Friends, Monica and Ross's cousin pays a visit. Okay, this episode is very weird. Very weird. It's pushing the line. I mean, like, it is like you're walking up to the line. You're standing on the line of being, like, absurd and gross. We'll definitely talk about that in the next episode. So subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Bye.
Bye.